This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
In a loveless world filled with unlovely people, why does God tell us to walk in love? If Jesus said that the second greatest commandment is to love one's neighbor as we would love ourselves, does that mean to simply do him no harm? Or should I bless him too? How should I respond to him being unloving towards me? Is this love a mere feeling, or is it something far more? And because God has made no man perfect, might walking in love with our neighbor sometimes be a difficult thing? In Pastor Ray's brand new two-week series, Loving Your Neighbor by Walking in Love, we'll see that this walk is all about building a powerful, unselfish, God-centered relationship, especially with one's neighbor, but ultimately with God. Over these next 2 weeks, Pastor Ray will take us step by step on a lifelong journey of how best to love God, your neighbor, and yourself by simply walking in love.
Now, we've talked about a lot of different things. And last week when we left off, we talked about love covers a multitude of sin, right? And that was taken from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. And it says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin. So what we are talking about covering another sin is not ignoring the fact that someone may be in some sort of gross sin, but we're not going to take someone else's faults, sins, shortcomings, and broadcast it to the whole church or to the whole community or to other people. If you truly are operating in a heart of love, you seek to protect your brother. You seek to cover your brother or your sister. You personally may have to have a personal conversation with your brother or your sister. You may have to go to them and say to them sometimes, you know, listen, I know you're involved in this activity and, you know, this is what the Word of God says and I really want to help you, brother, because I love you and I want to see the best in you. Now, I don't take that information and spread it all over the place. I don't go tell other people and say, you know, of course people do this. As soon as you get information about somebody, you can't help. It's like some sort of button goes off on the inside. I got to go tell somebody. Wait till you hear what I just heard. Did you hear about so-and-so? Don't tell them I said anything. You know, I'm just coming to you, sister or brother, because I want to pray for them. But here's the whole lowdown so you know the whole story so that we can pray. That is so wrong. Love truly covers another brother or a sister. It doesn't mean that we don't confront them. It doesn't mean that we don't hold them accountable, right? It doesn't mean that we ignore their sin or their sinful activity. It simply means that we respect their privacy. We respect the fact that they may be going through something. Is anybody getting anything out of this? We respect the fact that they may be struggling with something in their life right now. And really, if I just open up my life to them as a trusted brother or sister and say, let me help you, let me pray with you, I'm not going to judge you, and I promise you I'm not going to say anything to anybody. That's nobody's business but yours. It's amazing how we love to share everybody else's business. And if somebody shares your business, you'd be pretty upset. But somehow, we have no problem sharing everybody else's business with everybody else. Love doesn't do that. Love covers a multitude. Listen, I got some juicy stories. I got stories that make your head spin. I mean, I could tell stories about people. I heard things. You wouldn't believe the things that I've heard in all my years of ministry. I could write a book, and it would be a bestseller. I promise you. You know, and I know the title. I know the title. The Crazy Things People Do. I could write a book. And you, it would be a bestseller. But you see, I learned a long time ago that you just have to keep your mouth shut. Somebody else's business is their business and nobody else's. So love covers a multitude of sin, right? So let's just do this. I wanted to finish this up. It doesn't mean I can't be honest. It doesn't mean I accept another sin. It doesn't mean I can't stand up for myself when I feel that I've been assaulted, insulted, or hurt in some way, right? It doesn't mean I let people walk all over me. And it doesn't mean I let people abuse me. If someone is doing something that's offensive to me personally, or potentially abusive to me, or hurtful to me, I have a responsibility to tell them exactly what they are doing and that it is hurting me. But I'm not going to take that information and share it with everybody else. That's how love covers a multitude of sin. I'm not going to blabbermouth it all over the place. Can you see that, all right? So it really boils down to, I choose to overlook another sin. I choose to think well about them. I choose to speak well about them, no matter what. Can't tell you the things that have been done to me over the years and how people have disappointed me with their lack of love and respect for me and for my life. You wouldn't think so. You say, oh, Pastor, everybody loves Pastor Ray. Well, I thought the same thing when I went into ministry. I thought everyone's just going to love me. This is going to be great. Everyone's just going to love me, hug me. They're going to think I'm the greatest thing because I never intended on hurting a single person in my life. I only wanted to help people. But along the way, I don't know what happens. Things go, I don't know. I still don't totally understand because I never purposely tried to hurt somebody. But, you know, people take things wrong. People get offended, get insulted. Sometimes it's not even what you do. It's that you didn't do anything. It's what you didn't do, right? What you didn't say, what you didn't give, or what you didn't, how you didn't respond. People get offended by those things. I don't understand it. I thought everybody was going to love me. But I found out along the way that not everybody's going to love me. Not everybody's going to love you. But what you have to choose to do is to love people back. So I've purposed in my life that no matter what, I forgive everybody of everything, and I purpose to walk in love with everyone. Now, the truth of the matter is, and I think I've said this before, but let me just reiterate it. The truth of the matter is sometimes you have to walk on opposite ends of the street. You walk on that side of the street, and I'll walk on this side of the street, and we'll just give a little wave to one another once in a while, but we just keep walking. See, because the Bible says, how can two walk together if they are not agreed? If they're not in agreement, how can you walk together? And there have been people, you know, along the way that are in disagreement for whatever reason it is, and they can't seem to iron out those disagreements. So you have to separate. You're still doing it in love. You're just doing it in separate pathways. Let them walk their course. You walk your course, but you do it in love. You're not going to badmouth them. You're not going to talk about them. You're not going to be hurtful to them. You're not going to say ugly things about them. Am I talking to anybody in this church? You're simply going to love them from a distance. I have lots of people that I love from a distance. I still love them. And you know, if the door ever opened and there was an opportunity for us to regain fellowship, I would be the first to extend the hand of fellowship to them or extend an open door back into my life. But until that happens, I just choose to love them and not talk about them and not hurt them. And see, love covers another. Love doesn't explode. I know lots of things about people, but I would never in a million years utter one word. I wouldn't do it. First of all, I would break trust. And once you break trust, here, listen to me. Everybody listen to me now. Don't drift off. Don't look at your video game or your email or your text. Listen to me. Once you break trust in your life, it is really, really, really hard to get that trust back. You walk around thinking, well, man, I made one mistake. You made a mistake. Too bad. It doesn't work that way. Once you break trust and people, you know, find out that you broke a trust with them, it is very, very hard to get that trust back. That's why love covers, or love should cover, a multitude of sin and not break trust and not, you know, cause more problems or more trouble for a person because you took their information and passed it on to somebody else. It's a big problem, you know, in the body of Christ. So we gotta be careful about that. Let's look at Luke chapter 6. Same message, same story given by Luke, but it says it just a little differently. So he says here, verse 27, Luke 6, 27. I just want to focus on this for a minute. Is everybody okay? All right. Jesus speaking, but I say to you who hear, not everybody hears the word, to you who hear, listen to what Jesus says. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. Now, I want to talk about this because this is important. He says in verse 29, to him who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other also, and from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. So now people take this literally. So I've heard people say, so if someone smacks me in the face, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek and let him smack me again? No, if someone comes at me to smack me, I'm going to smack him back. Come on, what do you want to do? You want to hit me? I'm not going to stand there and take it. Now, I'm not going to actually smack him back. I'm going to stand my ground and either run or do whatever I got to do to get away. But if you have to engage because someone's acting stupid, then you got to do what you got to do. And let me just tell you something. In this crazy world that we live in, you better be prepared to do whatever you got to do. You got to be prepared to do whatever you got to do. But what he's saying, see, he's using exaggerated terms. He's not saying if someone smacks you, say, okay, smack me again. Oh, here, you stole my tunic. Here, take my cloak too. He's using exaggerated terms to express the idea that we're supposed to be peaceful people. We're walking in love, right? First of all, a smack in the face in that day that Jesus, and even to this day, was a sign of an insult. So it wasn't really the idea of a physical slap that he was talking about, but the idea of an insult. If someone insults you, let them insult you again. Turn the other cheek and let them smack you with their insults again. You've heard people say that when they've been insulted. They say, it was like a slap in the face. Anybody know, ever heard that term? It was like a slap in the face. Well, what are they saying? It was insulting. It was like a smack in the face that you did that. It wasn't that you literally slapped them. It was that it felt insulting to them. So he's saying when someone insults you, turn the other cheek and let them insult you again. Don't be overwhelmed by people's insults. Now, if someone physically comes at you, don't stand there like a jerk and let them hurt you, right? Like I've heard that in marriages, whatever. Husband beats up on a wife. Oh, I wasn't, so I was supposed to turn the other cheek. No, you weren't. You were supposed to slug them back. Or pick yourself up and get out of there. Call the police. That's stupid. That's dumb. You don't let anybody beat up on you. You don't let God. Jesus is not advocating abuse here. You get out of that situation. First thing you do is you try to just get away from it. But if you have to engage, you have to engage. Be prepared. Do whatever you feel comfortable doing to be prepared to protect yourself. Carry mace. I don't care. Whatever you do, do whatever. But But he was talking about an insult. And the same thing with taking the cloak. It's like, man, if they want to rob from you, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it, just let it go. How many times have you been robbed? You know, people have done things to you. You couldn't change it. It's like you couldn't get it back. So you just let it go. God will restore. When Jesus is making these terms, he's just saying, don't get hung up. Don't get involved in these frivolous arguments and frivolous things. Just trust God. Seek to be a person of peace. Walk after the things of the Lord and of the Word. Strengthen yourself in God. Just live the love walk. God will take care of your life. Amen. So he says, give to everyone who asks of you. Well, can we talk about that for a minute? That means, you know, some people would think that, you know, some people would love this verse to say what it says because they go around and ask people for what they need. Well, the Bible says, give to everyone who asks. I want you to give me $1,000. Give me your house. Give me your car. Give me your bank account. Give me all your investments. Is that what Jesus is saying? No. He's using, again, exaggerated terms to hone in on the idea of being a generous person. Don't withhold. Don't let these things bind you up. Am I speaking to anybody in this church this morning, right? And he says, give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want, now I love this, and just as you want men to do to you, you do also to them likewise. Here's a principle. Write this down. Put this on an index card. Pin it on your refrigerator, wherever you frequent. The bathroom, the refrigerator, on your night table, wherever you are frequently, that's where you ought to put this, where you could be reminded, just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Oh, I have practiced this principle almost my entire Christian life. Do to men as you would have them do to you. Man, let me tell you something. Sometimes people don't treat me right, but I purpose to just treat people even better. If people aren't generous with you, then you ought to be generous with them. Do to men as you would have men do to you. You do to people, even if you're not getting it in your own life, you do to people what you would want done to yourself. You don't only do it to other people when it's being done to you. You do it whether it's being done to you or it's not being done to you. You do to men as you would have men do to you. You do to men what you would have them do to you. What you would have them do to you, even if it's not being done to you. Does that make sense to everybody? So you do, see, sometimes people say, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You grease my palm, I'll grease your palm. You do nice to me, I'll do nice to you. And that's not what Jesus is teaching. To truly walk the walk of love and to walk the love, you just do to people as you would have people do to you. You do to people as you would have them do it to you, even if they're not doing it to you. I can remember one time many years ago when we had first opened this church, and many of you have heard me tell this story, how we had a mass exodus, and yeah, it was a mass exodus, and all the leaders picked up and left. It was all the newness of, I don't even know, the devil hated this ministry from the beginning, tried to stop it every time we were making advancements. It was proven over and over and over. We fought all those battles to get this building, own this property, the financial battles, battle after battle after battle. We stood our ground, pushed through one. And when we finally got in the building, I said to the folks, I said, listen, the devil tried to beat us from the outside. Now he's going to try to beat us from the inside. So be on guard. Be on guard. Well, some people listened, but some didn't. And up and went a group of people. And here we are in the building, you know, trying to make things happen. And it was really, really difficult. It was very, extremely difficult. And people did some crazy things. But anyway, what happened to me was, at that time, I was called, and I felt I was the object of a lot of vitriol, a lot of ugly stuff. And I don't know if it was jealousy, I don't know if it was what it was or where it came from, but I was the object of all of this ugliness. And so I was going to a meeting at my pastor's church in Michigan, Dr. Barkley, and the Lord spoke to me, because I was feeling so down and feeling so rejected, and really I was having a real tough struggle, because we had worked so hard. I mean, I worked day and night, 7 days a week. I went to bed with this, got up with it all day long, trying to figure out how we're going to make things happen and trying to get money and trying to get people involved. It was a major event for a small, because we were only a church of 150 at that time. So the Lord got a hold of me, and they were going to be taking a special offering for our pastor in Michigan. And as they always do, you know, come times of the year, and I don't remember what the occasion was, but they were taking a special offering for him. And I remember the Lord spoke to me so clearly, and I was feeling so rejected, and this verse popped up. Do to men as you would have them do to you. It's giving me goosebumps even as I'm thinking about it. And I just prayed about it, and I had saved up about $5,000 I had in a savings account, and it was pretty much all that I had saved up at that time. And The Lord spoke to me and told me to give that $5,000 to my pastor as a sacrificial offering because I myself was being so disrespected by so many at that time or by a group. God told me, you show respect to your man of God, and you take that $5,000 and you sow it into his life. And I did. It's so funny. It's so funny how God works. It's so interesting. When I got there, I just went to the meeting and I'm sitting there and we had a little, because I'm on a special group called President's Cabinet, and it's a group of guys that, you know, kind of assist Dr. Barkley and are there to help him and do whatever he needs to be done and, you know, whatever, just be a prayer support. And we had that little meeting, this group of probably, 18, 20 guys. And Dr. Barkley, we were talking about that night service, and Dr. Barkley turned to me and he said, Ray, would you get up and take the offering tonight? You know, they're going to receive a special offering for me, and I would prefer that you do it, because the guys had already talked about it. He said, I would really prefer that you do it tonight. I feel like God wants you to do it. And I was like, whoa, wow. I said, I will surely do it, because I already had it in my heart. And I got up that night, and I used this verse. And I said, I told him what was going on in my life. I said, I'm in the midst of a really bad warfare, just moved into a brand new building, got all these bills, a bunch of people up and left. They took their money with them, as they often do. And I'm stuck holding the bag, and I feel totally disrespected. There's all this chatter and talk and all this stuff going on, and I feel totally disrespected. But this is the verse that I come tonight and I stand on. I'm doing unto Doc as I wish it were being done unto me. It's not being done unto me, but this is how I want it to be done unto me. So I'm going to correct it in the Spirit. And I stood up and said, tonight, I took everything out of my savings account and I sowed it. I'm sowing it into his life, $5,000 into his life to break that curse. I'm doing unto him as I wish it were being done to me. I wish people were coming to me and blessing me, but as what was actually happening, they were coming and they're trying to curse and trying to destroy the ministry. I said, but that's okay. I know the word of God. I can't stop. I can't stop people's actions. I can't stop what people say, what people do. Neither can you. But I can work the word of God. Amen. So I worked the word of God, and I went and I said, so I'm doing unto my man of God as I wish it were being done unto me. And I used that verse and I preached it. The whole place went nuts. So sometimes it's not being done to you. What is a person of love going to do? A person of love is going to respond with love. Do unto men as you would have them do unto you. Use it. You're not being respected. You're not being loved. You're not being appreciated. You show appreciation. You show love. You give respect. And watch and see how God will use that opportunity to turn your situation. And it was just a short period of time after I did that, that everything in this church, it was like it came to a screeching halt, and everything just turned around and did a 180 and went the opposite direction. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Tune in again Monday afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors, or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on Podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.